Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, When you recite salat upon the blessed prophets, alayhimus salatu wassalam, recite salat upon me too. Undoubtedly, I am the Rasul of the Rabb of all the worlds. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah azwajal, my dear viewers, in this silsila of the discussion of death, Alhamdulillah azwajal, in this episode, I will discuss about the sky and the earth weep over the death of a mu'min, and his grave is the dust from which a person is created. Allah Almighty states in a glorious Quran, Part 25, Surah Ad-Dukhan, verse 29, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ And the sky and earth will not weep over them. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, A human is blessed with two doors. One is that through which his deeds ascend, and the other is that from which his sustenance descends. When a mu'min, a true believer, passes away, then both these doors weep. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reported that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was asked, Does the sky and earth ever weep over anyone? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Yes, for every human. There are two doors. One is that through which his deeds ascend, and the other is that from which his sustenance descends. So both of these weep upon his death, because they are closed at his death. Similarly, the ground on which he performed namaz and the dhikr of Allah also weep. And for the nation of Fir'aun, there were neither any good signs on earth, and nor were there any virtuous deeds on theirs, which could go towards the sky. Thus on his coming, in other words death, neither did the sky nor the earth weep. It is this which is the meaning of Allah's word, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ Hazrat Shureyh ibn Ubayd al-Hadrami radiallahu ta'ala an says that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, If a Muslim dies as a musafir and there is none to cry over him, then the sky and the earth weep over him. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam recited this verse, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, They do not cry over an unbeliever. Hazrat Mujahid reported, When a mu'min passes away, then for 40 days, the earth weeps upon him. Attar Khurasani reported, On whichever portion of the ground a person performs sajda whilst on the earth, that portion of earth will weep over him when he dies, and it will testify in his support on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala reported that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, When a mu'min passes away, then the place on which he performed namaz weeps over him, and the place through which his deeds ascended into the sky, weeps over him. He then recited this verse, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلِيهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reported, The earth weeps for 40 days on the death of a mu'min. Hazrat Muhammad bin Mateen reported, The sky and earth weep over the passing away of a mu'min. The sky says that his good deeds used to come consistently, And the earth says, He performed good deeds on me consistently. The Haq reported, Those portions of the earth upon which he has left his impression weep at his death, and that portion of the sky through which his good deeds ascended also weeps. Atta reported, the weeping of the sky refers to the redness of the horizon. In other words, the edges of the sky. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala an reported that once Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam passed by the cemetery in Medina. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam observed few people digging a grave. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked about the grave. In other words, about who it was for. And he said that a person had come from Habsha, in other words, Abyssinia, Ethiopia, and passed away here. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, there is none worthy of worship except Allah. He was removed from this land and sent towards this land from which he was created. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah reported a Habshi, an Abyssinian, was buried in Medina. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, he was buried in the ground from which he was created. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an reported that a small amount of the sand from his grave is sprinkled over every child. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an reported, an angel is appointed to the womb. He takes the nutfa from the womb, keeps it on his hand and says, O Rabb, will he be allowed to be born, in other words, created or not? If Allah Almighty says that he will be born, then the angel asks, what is his sustenance? What is his athar? And when is the time of his death? Allah Almighty says, observe it in Lawh-i Mahfuz. Then the angel looks into Lawh-i Mahfuz and he finds everything recorded in Lawh-i Mahfuz. He then takes the sand from the place where he will be buried, and he mixes his nutfa with his sand. This is what is meant by the word of Allah. Part 16, Surah Taha, verse 55. Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum. We have created you from the earth, and we will return you towards it. Bilal bin Yasar reported, the sand from the place a person will die is in the navel of every child. Hazrat Matar bin Ukamis reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Allah decides the death of a servant on any land, then he creates some necessity or the other that draws him towards it. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when the death of one of you is written in a particular land, in other words country, then Allah Azza wa Jal sends him there for some reason or the other. And when his soul is removed there, then on the day of Qiyamah, the earth will say that, O Allah, this is your amanat. In other words, that which you entrusted to me. Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala reported, there is an angel which is appointed to the womb. When the nutfa reaches the womb, the angel takes it in his hand and says, O Allah, will he be allowed to be born or not? If it is said that he will not be born, then the angel takes it and throws it out of the womb. And if it is said that he is to be born, then the angel asks, is it a male or female? Is he a good person or evil person? When is the time of his death? What is his athar? What is his sustenance? On which land will he die? Allah Almighty says, observe all of this in Lawh-i Mahfuz. Then the angel looks into Lawh-i Mahfuz and finds everything recorded in Lawh-i Mahfuz. The nutfa is then asked, who is your Rabb? He says, Allah Almighty. He is asked, who is your Razzaq? He says, Allah Almighty. So he is then created, in other words, given life. He remains alive amongst his family and he eats from his sustenance and he leaves his footprints on earth. And when death comes to him, he dies and is buried in the same place from which he was created. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, bury your deceased amongst pious people, because even a deceased is troubled by a bad neighbor, just as a living person is. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when one from amongst you passes away, then give him good kafan and fulfill his wasiyat swiftly and dig the grave deep and protect him from bad neighbors. He was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, does a good companion benefit a deceased? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, does a good companion benefit a living person? They said, yes, he does. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, likewise in the hereafter, he benefits him. Hazrat Abdullah bin Nafi' reported, a person passed away in Medina. So another person saw, in other words dreamt, that he was in hell and he was saddened by this. Then after 7 or 8 days, he saw him in his dream once again and it seemed as if he was now from amongst the Ahlul Jannat. He asked him about his condition. So he ascertained that with him, near him, such a person was buried. He interceded for 40 people, and he was one of those whom he interceded for. Hazrat Muawiyah bin Salih reported, when the time of passing for Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz drew near, he made a wasiyat saying, do not dig my grave too deep, as the worst part of the earth is the lowest part. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when a mu'min passes away, the graves beautify themselves and every portion of the earth wishes that he should be buried in me. However, when an unbeliever dies, then every portion of the earth asks refuge in Allah that this person should not be buried in it. Hazrat Muhammad bin Abdullah Asadi says, I joined the janazah of a person from the family of Abdul Samad bin Ali. So he was rushing the people, saying, give us comfort from the evening. In other words, we should bury before the evening. So I asked if there was any narration in this regard, that we should be swift. He said, yes, my paternal grandfather reported from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, which he reported from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the day angels are more merciful than the night angels. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an reported that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam accompanied a janazah. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam took a sheet and placed it over the grave and said, do not remove it or look inside. This is an amanat, and it is probable that you may see a black snake wrapped around his neck, or the command is given for his feet to be shackled, and you may hear his voice. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala an reported a marfu' hadith, wherein it is mentioned, Allah appoints an angel to those who accompany a janazah. They remain aggrieved, and then when they surrender him to his grave, the angel throws a handful of sand onto them and says, go towards your world, in other words, worldly life. May Allah cause you to forget death, so these people forget their deceased, and they become busy in their worldly business transactions as if they did not have any connection with him at all. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that an angel of Allah is appointed at the grave. As the people leave after burying the deceased, he takes a handful of sand and throws it at them, saying, go towards your world. In other words, worldly life, and forget your deceased. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. I pray to Allah azza wa jalla that he gives us all the ability. They were able to be amongst the pious servants of Allah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Prepare for death, it's a journey we'll all take. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate. Learn how to make it a path to heaven's gate.